The journalist from The Intercept was Matthew Cole.
Mm-hmm.
And Matthew Cole, when I went forward reporting three deaths in Guantanamo, I was talking to Brian Ross. Matthew Cole was working for Brian Ross at the time. And I was still in the military. I was very, very stressed. I had to go public with my story. I already went to the FBI, the Justice Department. Nothing worked, so I was going public with the story. And we was ready to go. Brian Ross filmed me. We were ready to go with the story. They wanted a response from the Pentagon. And my attorneys told him, get a response. Don't tell them who the soldier is, but you can get a response. Matthew Cole called the Pentagon and said, there's this soldier, Staff Sergeant Joe Hickman, has came forward saying that these three men, their deaths weren't accidental. They weren't suicides. He leaked my name to the Pentagon while I was still in the military. And the repercussions were ridiculous from the military from that. But it was absolutely unprofessional. It got me in a lot of hot water that I'm not even going to talk about. But it was, the Pentagon responded, and they told him, oh, he was just a perimeter guard. He wouldn't have had access to prisoners, which I've proven wrong time and time again. I was military intelligence in Guantanamo. But he took the government's word for it, and they never ran the story, and I was left dealing with the Pentagon after that.
Wow.
Matthew Cole really, really hurt me at the time.
Joe, thanks for piping up. I was not aware of that, that you had been burned as well. So, John, now to you and your version.
Yeah, Matthew Cole was single-handedly responsible for putting me in prison. Matthew Cole approached me in 2008 and said that he was writing a book on the CIA's rendition program. I told him I didn't know anything about rendition. I couldn't help him. And so he sent me a list of a dozen names and said, can you introduce me to any of these people? I said, no, I don't know them. He sent me a second list of a dozen names. I didn't know any of those people either. And I said, Matthew, you obviously know this issue so much better than I do. Kidnapping wasn't my thing. I just don't know anything about the renditions program. Then he said, what about the guy you mention in your book? I think his name is John. And I said, oh, you're talking about John Doe. I don't know whatever happened to him. He's probably retired and living in Virginia somewhere. Well, as it turned out, Matthew Cole was not writing a book. There was no book. He was secretly working as an investigator for the Guantanamo defense attorneys. So he took the name that I had confirmed and sent it to the defense attorneys through another investigator named John Sifton. The defense attorneys put the name in a classified motion and asked the judge to allow them permission to interview this officer. The judge recognized this name as classified and turned it over to the FBI. So the FBI got a warrant for the Guantanamo attorney's emails. They found an email to them from John Sifton. Then they got a court order to go into Sifton's emails and found the email to them from Cole. Well, Cole, as Joe pointed out, was working for ABC News at the time. Mm-hmm. He was a working journalist. Now, it would be front page news if the FBI had gone into the emails of a working journalist. The FBI says that they did not, which leaves only one conclusion, that Matthew Cole ratted me out to the FBI. That the FBI approached him and said, who was your source? And Matthew Cole said, my source was John Kiriakou. And the next thing I know, I'm facing 45 years in prison. A death sentence is what it comes down to. So fast forward now, 9 years, Matthew Cole is working for The Intercept. Reality Winner sends in, anonymously really, sends in a report that I believe should not have even been classified in the first place. It was an analytic piece.
Mm-hmm.
It contained no sources and methods.
Right.
Matthew Cole is supposed to be a national security journalist. At least that's how he bills himself. Well, anybody, any moron in Washington knows that NSA, when you print a document at NSA, it includes a microscopic identifier. It's the size of a pinhead, and it has your name and your employee number embedded in it every time you print a page on an NSA printer. So Matthew Cole took the original document that Reality Winner, or I'm sorry, Reality Winner sent to him. He sent it to a quote-unquote friend at NSA to verify its authenticity. The friend immediately turned it over to the FBI, and just as The Intercept is publishing the article, Reality Winner is arrested and charged with espionage. So Matthew Cole, it seems like as a vocation, ruins people's lives, either because he's so bad at his job, he just simply can't do it appropriately, or he's a government informant. I don't know which.